Reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. City Hall is now open in Abbotsford at a temporary location. City Hall has begun in-person services following last week's fire that impacted the first floor. The temporary location is at the old courthouse located at 32203 South Fraser Way. The services they are offering at this location range from general building permit inquiries, occupant load calculations for liquor and cannabis regulation branch applications, documentation drop-off, and more. No update has been made on what caused the fire or if any injuries occurred. For a full list of temporary services, visit abbotsford.ca. The City of Missions' Paul Horn is looking to make a return as mayor. Missions' municipal election will take place this October, and Paul Horn hopes to return to the mayor seat. Horn was first elected in May of last year at a by-election and wants to build off the success he had in the past year. Horn's 2021 plan included improved communication from City Hall, housing, and visionary land use planning that incorporates community values. Horn aims to implement the revised environmental charter, which hasn't been updated since 2008, and he states, "While innovative, the last charter did not contemplate the effects of climate change. The updated charter will identify new goals and appropriate resourcing and revise policies for land clearing. Unchecked land clearing has led to various problems for our community, including erosion and mudslides." To learn more about Paul Horn, visit paulhornformayor.com. Creative BC is partnering with the 100 Collective for free info sessions at CultureCon. Rising star out of Vancouver, BC, Teon Gibbs returns to his hometown of Kelowna to bring the first of many CultureCon events happening from July 14th to the 17th. Gibbs also headlined the CIVL-sponsored Jammin' Jubilee's opening night for the Abbotsford Arts Council on July 7th. In partnership with Creative BC, CultureCon will feature info sessions on artist branding, marketing and touring, new technologies, and funding opportunities for artists. Panelists include Grammy and Polaris Prize winners, label owners, marketing experts, and many more. The conference is free and only registration is required. CultureCon will also feature performances each evening and tickets can be purchased at 100collective.ca. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.